This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. After the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty Conference, Burroughs says agreement on a Middle East nuclear weapons-free zone is a concrete achievement. The agreement by the 189 signatory states attending the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty Review Conference at the United Nations in May to seek a nuclear weapons-free zone in the Middle East is, quote, a concrete achievement, end quote, according to John Burroughs, executive director of the Lawyers Committee on Nuclear Policy. He characterized it as a make-or-break issue. The conference affirmed the importance of two steps to be taken by Israel. First, that Israel would accede to the requirements of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, and second, that it would place all its nuclear facilities under the International Atomic Energy Agency in Vienna. It is not clear whether Israel will comply with these expectations. It is anticipated that this difficult question will be the topic of a United Nations conference in 2012. In other respects, the review conference held from May 3rd to May 28th was, according to Burroughs, quote, disappointing without being surprising, end quote. He was reflecting on the conclusions of the 28-page final document that was adopted by the conference at the end of the month of work. On the positive side, the signatory states are in substantial agreement that the world will be better off and more secure if nuclear weapons are abolished. However, as the interests of the non-nuclear weapon states differ from those of the nuclear weapon states, and as the final document requires consensus from all parties, the central provisions may have to be watered down. Thus, some of the participants, particularly those of the declared nuclear weapon states, worked to render the language of the final document vague and non-binding. For instance, the United States, Russia, Britain, and France, four of the five declared nuclear weapon states, managed to remove language that would direct them to take significant steps to advance disarmament in the short term. Again, since these states wish to avoid committing to a timeline for nuclear disarmament, the final document simply affirms instead the need for a, quote, legal framework, which a majority of states' parties believe should include specified timelines, end quote. The final document omits an earlier recommendation that countries cease developing and improving nuclear weapons. Jackie Cabasso, executive director of the Western States Legal Foundation, a watchdog group concerned with the United States nuclear weapons program, said, quote, this is an action plan for treading water, end quote. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons is sponsoring coordinated efforts on Saturday, June 5th, to mark Nuclear Abolition Day. The purpose of these actions, whether they are large or small, is to allow people to exhibit their support for a nuclear weapons convention. For further information about Nuclear Abolition Day, go to www.nuclearabolition.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. To hear the update again or to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.